You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
So we've been talking to Dr. Nikki, naturopathic physician and researcher, and we've been talking about echinacea, but specifically echinophorus echinacea. When I picture echinacea, I kind of picture a Pac-Man going around eating up all the viruses, bacteria, increasing the white blood cell count. What is that basically what your echinacea is doing for your system?
That's right. You hit it on the nose. That's exactly what it's doing.
So it's just kind of like a Pac-Man game when you get the flu.
That's right. And that's the Pac-Man you want in your corner, that's for sure.
Okay. What are some other things we can do to bolster our immune system? Is there some specific foods we should be having when we're down and, you know, taking the echinacea golden seal? What else should we do for our body?
Absolutely. There are several things that I often recommend. I recommend a lot of garlic and turmeric and chicken soup. There's actually some research behind chicken soup showing that it actually is quite healing for cold and flus. And one of the things that it does, believe it or not, is actually loosen up mucus. So if you've got that congestion in your chest and in your nose, chicken soup can actually loosen the mucus. I also recommend quite a few teas. Ginger tea, which is great. It has warming effects. It settles the stomach. It's antimicrobial. Peppermint tea is great, too. It helps with congestion and tummy aches and headaches, and it actually helps to relax you. And some people who aren't big fans of teas, I just say, you know, some simple hot water with lemon and honey can go a very long way, too. So those are some of the simple things that you can do. And then I often tell my patients, you know, at least while you're sick, really try to avoid some of the dairy and sugar out there as much as you can. And the reason for that is just because you feed the mucus can feed off of the sugar that comes from having dairy and the sugary foods that you have. And a lot of my patients will say that, you know, they cut the recovery time in half if they can just keep low on the sugar and the dairy for the time that they need.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it kind of a naturopathic principle, too, to do hydrotherapy, like getting hot Epsom salts baths or do things that change your temperature?
That's right. Absolutely. So Epsom salt baths are fantastic because that will definitely relax the body. There's magnesium in there, so that's really, really great. I also recommend people doing baths that have eucalyptus drops in it. So eucalyptus is very, very powerful, eucalyptus oil in particular, very powerful for helping with sinus issues and chest issues, helping you to breathe better. It's really great for children, too. And it's something I use a lot with kids. Just taking a simple warm rag, dipping it in water, warm water, and then putting a drop or two of eucalyptus oil in it and just holding it to the nose of your child can help open up their sinuses. So those are some of the things that I think are really simple, can be done at home and really affordable too.
So while you're at home and not at work, you can open it up to be a self-love spa day.
That's right.
That's perfect.
Couldn't ask for better, right?
Yeah, that's right. How about hot rum? What's that do for you?
Oh, hot rum does the same thing. It does the warming of the chest, and it actually moves. It also moves the mucus, too.
So it can be medicinally beneficial if it's just like a hot rum.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. And it's probably, while your immune system is really trying to fight viruses and bacteria, do you want to keep the foods to kind of a minimum, just like lots of hot fluids and chicken soup so that digestion doesn't take too much energy?
Yeah, I would say the best thing to do would stick more with, you know, broths and soups are really nice and easy for the body to digest, especially when it's distressed. And I'd say things that are warmer and hotter during that time as opposed to cold is always best as well. Yeah. It's sometimes, you know, it may make you feel hotter if you've got a fever, but in many ways it's good to let your body sweat it out as well.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Nikki, you mentioned broths. There's so much going on with beef broths and chicken broths today. Can you tell me the benefit of them and why the whole market's going crazy with them?
Absolutely, yeah. So you've probably heard a lot about bone broths and those fun things that are out right now. The big deal with that, it's very big for having a leaky gut. One of the number one ways to heal a leaky gut is to actually have some bone broth. It actually helps to seal the junctions that are open and that causes that leakiness in the gut. So it's wonderful, wonderful means of healing the gut. So if, you know, say you weren't doing probiotics and you weren't doing other things that can help with a leaky gut, one of the most natural things that you could do would be doing some bone broth. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about bone broth is also that you can add your own things to it. So you can add oregano, and you can add cilantro, and you can add a bunch of things that are very, very flavorful, and at the same time, very, very beneficial medicinally as well when you're sick.
So you can add all the onions and garlic and pungent ginger and turmeric and that, and just make something that's very beneficial for your body.
That's right.
Wow.
Sounds like a nice day at home, actually.
Right? You get the spa day, you get the soup, you get the bone broth, you just lay in the tub with the Epsom salt bath, put a little drop of eucalyptus.
It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, got it all made. You don't need to go anywhere.
That's right. Except to get this Echinophorus echinacea, because it is one of the most researched, one of the oldest, and one of the most worldwide echinaceas, that it's standardized. Every tablet's going to be exactly the same, like pharmaceutical dosage. The tinctures are amazing, standardized. Where do we find that? Do we just find that anywhere now? The Echinophorus.
You can go to the Avogel website, avogel.com. I do know it's there. I do know that there are some places that do carry it. You might find it at some of the supplemental stores and whatnot. They may actually carry it. But yeah, the Avogel website is one of the best places to go, and you can also just put in Echinophorus and it'll pop right up for you, and you can buy it online.
Okay. And they also have a throat spray. So if you just feel that tickle in your throat, they have one that's Echinophorus echinacea. So it's the standardized echinacea. And I think, is it plantain they have in there? Why would that be?
That's one of the best things to use for your immune system as well. Very, very supportive. And actually, it'll expedite the process in which the Echinophorus gets into the system. So it's really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm. And is the throat where all these viruses actually multiply the fastest?
Is that getting started?
Is the throat where these viruses and the bacteria are replicating very fast? Is that why you just spray it on the throat?
It is one of the spots where it would replicate pretty quickly, yes. And it's one of the places it starts, too, where we feel things. Usually it starts right in the throat. If you think about when you start to feel sick, a lot of us feel it right in the throat first. So I think the throat spray is actually a very brilliant idea that they came up with, and it's a really great place to kind of nab, what's the word I'm looking for, to kind of catch something before it goes full-blown. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. It makes lots of sense. So being a naturopathic physician and constantly working, keeping people well, is there anything new under the sun, or do we just keep going back to the Alfred Vogel kind of work, or is there anything new in your practices or that are on the horizon?
Oh, gosh. There are always new things that are coming up. And you alluded to the fact that the bone broth is a big thing. Well, I'd say one of the big things that I'm seeing a huge increase with are gut issues. A lot of people coming in needing gut help, and being that 70% to 80% of your immune system sits in your gut, a lot of people are starting to notice that if their gut's in a good place, then they get sick less. And so I have a lot of people coming in to nourish the gut, to heal the gut, and that involves, you know, changing up their diet, helping put some healing foods into their system, because food is definitely healing, and giving them the herbs that they need to help boost their immune system as well through the gut. So I am seeing a huge influx of that more than ever. Mm-hmm. And I think you're starting to see more push towards healing the gut, because the gut really is the foundation for our health.
And Dr. Nikki, the food, it really totally is our first-line medicine still and forever?
I'm sorry?
I say food is our first-line medicine still and forever?
Yes, I think so. I think food is healing. What we put in our body is absolutely one of the reasons why we don't get inflamed or we do get inflamed. It's one of the ways that we can nourish our soul. It's one of the ways that we nourish all aspects of our body. And so food is definitely, for me, the ultimate healing thing. So if we can treat our body right and treat it with the food that are most beneficial, I think in the long run we benefit from that and have longer, higher quality of lives.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nikki, for being on our show today and helping us to make the best with our immune systems, to strengthen them and heal them and get us through the cold and flu season.
Absolutely. No, it's my pleasure. I wish you well, and I think what you're doing is wonderful. Thank you for keeping everyone educated.
Good. Thanks for being on the show. And thanks so much to Alan Wishart, our producer, and all the radio stations across Canada who carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.